Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Dozens of federal drug offenders will see shorter prison sentences thanks to a grant of clemency today from President Obama. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama also met with former offenders to talk about the challenges of life after prison.
President Obama granted clemency to 61 federal drug offenders, including some who were serving life sentences for mostly nonviolent offenses. Obama sent each of the prisoners a letter saying the commutation of their prison terms embodies the basic belief in our democracy that people deserve a second chance. Since taking office, Obama has granted clemency to nearly 250 federal inmates, but that's a fraction of the more than 10,000 who've applied for shorter sentences under a program designed to help those who were sent to prison during an era of tougher drug sentencing laws. The president's lawyer says in a blog post, Obama will continue to issue individual grants of clemency while also working towards broader reform of the criminal justice system. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is continuing to defend his campaign manager. Corey Lewandowski has been charged with battery after a reporter accused him of grabbing and yanking her arm at a campaign event. Speaking in Florida today, Trump challenged the accusations by the reporter and also said she had something in her hand which may have prompted Lewandowski to move her away. Video appears to show Lewandowski grabbing the woman's arm and pushing her away from Trump during the event. The FDA has approved new labeling for a widely used abortion drug. Doctors say the old labels had stricter guidelines than necessary, and in three states, providers are obligated to follow the label. NPR's Camila Domonoski reports.
The FDA now says that a woman can use the abortion drug Mifeprex 70 days after her last period. It used to put the cutoff at 49 days. The dose is also smaller now, and using the drug requires fewer trips to the doctor's office. The new guidelines aren't really new. They match the way most providers have been giving the drug for years now. But three states have laws saying that for this drug, doctors have to follow the label, even if they think it's outdated. That's why Elizabeth Nash, a policy analyst at the Guttmacher Institute, says the FDA's decision is especially significant for women in Texas, Ohio, and North Dakota.
Because now they can access this medication in the same way that women in other states are.
And the new label's guidelines call for the healthcare provider to exercise judgment. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
New York-based MetLife has won a major challenge in regard to the government's so-called too-big-to-fail doctrine. A federal judge today tossing out the insurance company's designation by regulators as being systemically important to the point its failure would endanger the financial system. With such designation comes stricter government oversight, including increased capitalization requirements. MetLife took the government to court more than a year ago to appeal the designation by the government's Financial Stability Oversight Council. Stocks gained ground today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 83 points to close at 17,716. The NASDAQ was up 22 points. You're listening to NPR. The government's TSA PreCheck program appears to be doing little to cut down on long lines at airports. According to the latest data on the now four-year-old program that was supposed to allow for expedited screening, too few people have enrolled to make a difference. The TSA has cut its airport screening staff by 10% in the past 3 years, betting the pre-check process would result in a need for fewer employees. Because the program has been slow to catch on, though, many airlines are warning flyers to expect long security lines this summer. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing to governments attending a ministerial conference to provide homes for nearly 500,000 of the most vulnerable Syrian refugees. Lisa Swine in Geneva reports the UNHCR is asking countries to grant refuge to the Syrians, though through resettlement and other humanitarian efforts.
Countries neighboring Syria are hosting 4.8 million refugees. UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi says his agency aims to resettle one-tenth, or about 480,000 of the refugees, over the next 3 years.
Resettlement is one of the legal pathways, but we're proposing to states many others, like scholarships, humanitarian visas, accelerated and easier family reunification.
Large numbers of desperate Syrians are undertaking dangerous journeys across the Mediterranean Sea in search of refuge in Europe. Grandi says legal pathways for admission will discourage people from resorting to boats and other risky means of travel. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher. The price of oil was up 4 cents a barrel, ending the session at $38.32 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.